everybody's got a perspective about Super Bowl 45, but our next guest is going to have a unique perspective on that. It's former Steeler kicker. And then after that, with the San Francisco 49ers, Jeff Reed. How you doing today, Jeff?
How you guys doing?
Doing all right. How did you watch the game Sunday? What emotions were you going through watching Super Bowl 45?
It's always tough. You know, you play half the season for a team, and I'm happy as heck for the guys. You know, it's tough to get there, especially three times in 6 years. But, you know, I was kind of bittersweet. You know, I'm really excited for the players. I felt like I was out there, but I really wasn't. So I don't know if they felt my presence or lack of presence, should I say, at all. But I just watched the game as a fan. You know, I mean, it's a great football game. And, you know, hats off to Green Bay because they haven't won in a long time.
Hey, Jeff, what's up, man? You know, listen, I watched that game, and I know what you were going through. You know, you're watching that. And they always say, oh, do you wish the kickers miss and everything. When you saw Swisham go for that 52-yard field goal, and he put it out at the 3-yard line like a pooch punt, obviously you weren't thinking anything in your head like, ha-ha, right? I mean, that's not what kickers do. I want people to know that.
No, people don't understand. I mean, we're kind of like a fraternity. I was getting text messages like crazy, like, man, that should have been you. You would have made that. And people don't understand. You know, who's to say I would go out there and make a 52-yard right down the middle? I mean, it's not an easy kick. And he had a heck of a year when he took over for me. Plus, Sean's a good friend of mine, so I don't ever cheer against him. You know, I think he did a great job. He made a bunch of 40-plus yarders and helped them win some games. So I don't ever like to see people miss. You know, obviously, if you're out there in the game and somebody misses a game winner against your team, it's a nice feeling to have. But in the end, you look back at that day and you're like, man, I know what that feels like. So, you know, it's kind of one of those situations.
And it is a fraternity. You're absolutely right. And I'll tell you, I remember the first day when you worked out, it was a little drizzle. There was four kickers that came out there, or maybe five kickers. Your first field goal, we had a redo. I told the coach I screwed that one up. And you had those floppy North Carolina shorts going to your calves. And then the next 12, you hit them right down the middle. You've been having a great career. You go to San Francisco. I believe you finished 9 out of 10. And again, for people that don't understand what the consistency, you know, people think, okay, well, Morton Anderson, well, he's the best kicker. Well, not really. He is because he's great, and he was in a dome, but he was at 79% field goals for his life. You have Vinatieri at 82. You have David Akers, everyone talks about his earth, wind, and fire at 81.9. And then you have Jeff Reed also at 82. You've had a great career so far, and you have a lot of life left, and you're 31 years old, man. How are you feeling, and what's it looking like for you?
I feel great, man. I'm back into training. You know, that's also different when you don't make the playoffs and you're on the outside looking in. I mean, guys just finished this week, and I've been training for the last 3 weeks. So, you know, I don't take too much time off because the older I get, the more time I take off, the more I have to catch up. So, and obviously, you know that. You know, you played a lot longer than I had. And, you know, it's just, I feel great. I mean, I'm a free agent. It's kind of like it's a cloudy situation with the CBA not being signed. So that kind of stinks. But besides that, I mean, there's a bunch of free agent kickers, and there's a bunch of opportunities out there for me. And overall, my body feels pretty good. I mean, I have my issues, but as long as I can continue to produce, I'm not going to bring them up to me publicly. You know, maybe that'll be later down the road somewhere.
What if the Steelers called, Jeff? Do you think that could happen? Is that conceivable?
Anything can happen, man. You know, if I get an opportunity to jump on in a situation where I, you know, especially somewhere where I know that I've done a great job, and obviously this year wasn't my best year by any means, you know, but I thought it overall was a little bit unfair what happened, but that's life, and that's the business where I'm involved in, and I kind of accept that now. At the time, it was a little bit tougher to accept, but I don't know. If they called it, I mean, it's of course, you know, it's a great team. And the city, the fans, I mean, there's not really a better fan base than the Pittsburgh Steelers. I can tell you that now that I've played somewhere else and realize the loyalty is not quite the same.
Jeff, I think a lot of people are curious, whenever something ends as suddenly as your tenure did in Pittsburgh, how does it go down? Who called you, and how did they inform you, and how did it sit with you?
To this day, Coach Tomlin called me and just, he wasn't rude or anything, just kind of said, you know, we're moving in a different direction. And, you know, I had heard stuff on ESPN. I got texts from, you know, people in the media industry that I'm friends with and asked me if it's true, and I didn't know anything about anything. And then I get a call from the head coach, and then you realize that, man, it's reality. And kind of just stared at the floor, and a couple tears came to my eyes, man, because I didn't think it was over. But when you've gave 9 years of your heart and soul, and had a couple speed bumps in there, but you know, I am human. And when you give 9 years of your heart and soul to an organization, man, you hate to leave. And I truly saw myself retiring a Pittsburgh Steeler, but it wasn't in their plans, so obviously it doesn't matter what I think.
Jeff Reed, former Steeler, with us here in Seibel, Starkey, and Miller.
And how hard is it to go across country with a new name tag that says, "Hi, I'm Jeff Reed," into a new locker room? They already have the same thing that the Swisham had to face. Here's a guy that everyone loved, Jeff Reed. Everybody, you know, he wasn't just a kicker. He was one of the guys. And now you go into someone else's locker room where someone else has a locker there. And how difficult was it to go in there and just be Jeff Reed?
I'll be honest with you, man. It was kind of difficult the first week. I think how things went down is I got a call on Thursday night at, you know, 10 p.m. saying I was flying out on Friday morning at, you know, 7:45 a.m. to San Francisco, and I was playing Sunday in Green Bay. And so it wasn't really like I had a couple of days to prepare. I didn't even have a practice. You know, I kicked Saturday before we got on the plane with the snapper and holder because I didn't know them either. And the only thing I knew about the holder was Andy Lee. He played at Pitt, and I've met him a few times, but that's it. And had an awesome snapper, and Andy's a great holder, so it made my job a lot easier. But it was interesting, man. I knew about three or four of the guys only because I, you know, a couple guys out there played for Cincinnati and guys I'm used to playing against. And then we had one guy, Thaddeus Gibson, that I was obviously drafted by the Steelers. That's out there. And other than that, you know, it was pretty much big names that you've heard of, and you know, controversies that you've heard of, quarterback controversies, and a head coach that you've heard of, but you don't know anything about anybody. And
were you scared of your head coach, man?
No, he was different, though. I mean, I think that he's a great person, but I don't think he's a head coach. And I think if they'd have made that decision, just in 2 weeks, I figured that out just by some of the pregame speeches and some of the night before the game speeches. And it was just kind of like, man, you're supposed to be grown men in here. You don't need to say that stuff. And, I mean, it was just kind of like, I think he was an awesome player, and I think he was an awesome person. But some people aren't head coaches, and I think that you know, he learned that the hard way, and so did the team, in my opinion.
Former Steeler Jeff Reed with Seibel, Starkey, and Miller, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. So, Jeff, 85 mornings ago, you woke up. You still were part of the Black and Gold Nation. You got the phone call from Mike Tomlin. How long after that was it until your phone started to ring? And if you don't mind me asking, who was calling?
It was... phone rang 2.5 hours after I got released, and once I hit the media that it had really happened, it was Cincinnati and San Francisco, both of them, and I told both teams at the time that my head wasn't right because I didn't see this coming. And I need to look in the mirror and calm down for a week. And if you need a guy next week, call me. And they both called back. And I chose San Francisco because Nedney was going on IR, and that was going to be the. So I took 2 weeks off. But it was the second my phone rang after about 3 hours after I got released. It was kind of like I need to gather myself and not go out there and, you know, be thinking about something that's not going to help the team I'll go to win. And so that's out of respect for the organizations that were calling me. I told them that, and they respected that, and they thought I was a pro for doing that because, I mean, yeah, it was an extra check that I missed, extra check or two that I missed out on. But I'm not in it for the money. I want to be successful, and I feel for 9 years of my career that there's still a ton of people that haven't even heard of me or don't know how to spell my name or don't even know if I've made any kicks. And you know, that's okay. That's flying under the radar. But on the flip side of that, you know, I, as hard as I work, I expect, you know, myself to be perfect, and Josh knows this, and I'm not going to be perfect, but I expect it because I think it's a special talent I have, and I need to move forward with it, and I know I can do it, and I'm not going to do it forever. I'm not going to be a Morton Anderson. I don't see myself playing until I'm 45. I just, you know, I'm 31, almost 32, and hopefully I get a good 5 years out of it, you know, successful and injury-free.
Well, Jeff, I appreciate your time, and congratulations. A lot of guys could have been in the jar and spun the top and never got out of it. You went back to San Francisco, went 9-for-10, long of 47, and you put yourself back on the map as one of the top free agents. So, again, thanks for your time, and congratulations to you.
Appreciate it, Jeff.
Thanks, man. You guys take care.